You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Tell me more about the gatherings being restricted to two. I'm quite confused about Scott Morrison's approach. What's the difference between gatherings being restricted to two and just going into full lockdown?
Yeah, great question. There can only be you and someone else from outside your household. But if you and your whole household need to go to the shops, you can all go to the shops together if there's like four of you. There's technically no lockdown, but I will be honest, we're getting there anyway with businesses and organisations all shutting their doors. Really, only the supermarkets and chemists are open. There's a few little businesses hanging on, and that's obviously due to this two-people restriction.
Mm.
Why he sort of hasn't called any lockdowns or called it that more strictly is frustrating, and I think I was talking about this a little bit last week. It does make it feel less serious.
Especially
last week when we were seeing crowds of people still flocking to beaches all around Australia. Moving into this week, though, we haven't seen too many images like that.
Moving to the financial side, Morrison has put $130 billion in Australian dollars towards the COVID-19 increases.
Yeah, this is a JobKeeper payment. It will be paid to employers, to businesses, solely for them to be able to pay their staff that they have stood down due to coronavirus $750 a week or $1,500 a fortnight. It's good. It means it takes a lot of pressure off of our welfare Centrelink. We all flocked to Centrelink to get the government welfare payment, and the system has had a really hard time with that. So this payment, which is due to be paid in May, it will be back paid from now, but it's due to be paid at the start of May, will help alleviate that pressure. People in the arts perhaps might fall through the cracks here, and there are some issues there. But generally, it's a bit of good news, really.
Yeah.
And the Australian government be allowing people from New Zealand who live here and work here access to that payment as well. There was a bit of issue with New Zealand people working here and living here not having access to Centrelink in some cases as well. So
yeah,
people losing their jobs, it would not have felt great. 600,000 New Zealand people living here and working here, and this virus has really highlighted how those people can fall through the cracks when it comes to government payments.
That was a 95 BFM podcast. Support 95 BFM with a B card. Go to 95bfm.com/signup.